Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Navy SEAL was killed. It happened Friday, and three others were wounded in a fight with Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, about 65 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in the attack. U.S. Africa Command said the American forces came under attack, were on and during an advise and assist mission alongside members of the Somali National Army. President Trump is about to make a visit to the Middle East and hopes to help mediate a historic peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. He is not offering any details about a peace plan. During his meeting this week with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Mr. Trump repeatedly expressed hope for an agreement, a deal, or more generally an arrangement reaching peace. A deal worked out by Russia, Turkey, and Iran to set up de-escalation zones in mostly opposition-held parts of Syria went into effect early today. Russia says the zones will be closed to air traffic from the U.S.-led coalition. Pentagon spokesman Adrian Rakeem Galloway told VOA that any welcome effort to reduce the violence, to allow humanitarian assistance to get to those in need, and ultimately lead to a political resolution to the ongoing crisis in Syria. However, he said the fight against the Islamic State will continue.
I should point out that there will be no sanctuary for ISIS. Our operations to work with partnered forces on the ground to defeat ISIS and to reclaim their so-called capitals in Iraq and Syria will continue unabated.
Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal to establish the so-called de-escalation zones. This is VOA News. A U.S. Senate committee investigating allegations that Russia interfered in recent U.S. elections has ordered several of President Trump's former aides to turn over information about possible ties with Russia, one of those being scrutinized, Carter Page, who is a former foreign policy advisor to Mr. Trump. Lashed out at the Senate Intelligence Committee in a letter made public Friday calling the probe a fake inquiry. Both the Senate and House of Representatives Intelligence Committees, along with federal investigation officials, are looking into Russian efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron's team blasting what they call a massive and coordinated hacking attack against his campaign after a flood of internal documents were released online late Friday, barely 24 hours before the election. The centrist candidate's furious staff said the release of thousands of emails, accounting documents, and other files was an attempt at democratic destabilization like that seen during the last presidential campaign here in the U.S. Polls show Macron leads by double digits over far-right candidate Marine Le Pen. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in Paris and reports now on the election highlights of two different views of France's future.
It has been an emotionally charged campaign as France decides whether to stay the course of globalization or chart a new path outside of the European Union with fortified borders and an emphasis inward in line with a changing trend in much of the world. Nationalist Marine Le Pen came second in a first round, but hopes her promises of returning French factory jobs and boosting social benefits will win over the far left. Like in Donald Trump's election, quiet voters could bring a surprise after polls leading up to the vote put former economy minister Emmanuel Macron solidly in the lead. France is deeply divided, perhaps more than at any time in its post-war history. Either way, Sunday's election will mark a change. The big question is how much of one French voters really want. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Iraqi forces have pushed farther into Mosul from the north, part of a new push there to dislodge the Islamic State. Militants now besieged in the northwestern corner of Mosul, which include the historic old city and the medieval Gran al-Nuri Mosque. North Korea accusing the governments of the U.S. and South Korea of carrying out an unsuccessful assassination attempt against leader Kim Jong-un. The North Korean statement did not provide details about how it allegedly broke up the assassination plot or if anyone else involved was in custody. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.